Lamed Zayin Amud Beis.
Okay. Biyod. Now that we know that tefillin, we know from the beginning of the sugya that tefillin and Petach Hamar are done in Chutz La'aretz. So why Taka does it say Bia over there, right? The whole beginning of the Gemara was, and maybe Tfilis Baris means Bia, means wherever it says Kishavayu, or, and we brought a Rai from Tfilin Petach Hamar, that's not true. So why Taka does it say Kishavayu, or Kiviyacha, by Tfilin Petach Hamar? That's a Kasha. Lomli. The answer is, when we buy Ledechitanya, Ledechitanya, Nebe Rebbe Shmuel, a same mitzvah zu shebishvilah tikonis la'aretz. That's why it's totally in Givyecho, because in the schus of the mitzvahs, those mitzvahs are coming to the arts. Okay? Bishlam, now, new question. Bishlam, the man of Moshe, come up from Shatam, Yoshim, Mashma. Now we want to talk about Chodesh, right? So we have the kasha like this. Again, there's machlokes, where the Moshe means everywhere that you live, even Chutz La'aretz. Or Ma'ishav just means in Eretz Yisrael, but after the 14 years of Yerusha and Yeshiva. So this on the mandam of Ma'ishav, come back and Yerushim Mashma. That's why the pasuk says, "Ve'yoychul me'vor aris m'achras ha'pasach." When they came into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, they ate from the chadash, from the grain of the land, the day after Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach. M'achras ha'pesach ocho mikor loyocho, which means they can only eat after, but not before. Why would you have to wait to Machar as a Pesach to eat? The Torah says, we know that the Torah says there's such a thing called Chodesh, that from the new grain you can't eat until you makab the carbon Omer, which is going to be the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, right? And that's when you can eat. So fine. So how do you learn Moishav? By Chodesh it says Moishav, which we discussed this earlier. If Moshe just means everywhere you live, then I understand that the minute they came in there to Israel, Chodesh was already Osir, and they couldn't eat it until Machar HaPesach. But if Moshe means that the Isser does not kick in until after the first 14 years, so what was the problem with that first Pesach? They could have eaten. But Chodesh, why do they have to wait until Machar HaPesach? Dafka. Teretz is... Teretz is loya butzrichi. The Teretz is, according to that mandam, you're right. There's no Issa Chodesh till after 14 years. The reason it says they ate the grain of the land in Machar HaPesach is because until Machar HaPesach they didn't need it. Tichsev b'nei Yisrael achlu es hamon abom shono ad boyim b'eretz noishaves. Eretz noishaves is mashma on the other side of the Yarden. As a monarch, Obama could say Eretz Kanaan. Eretz Kanaan is mashma, even Eretz Tichon Ba'oig on the first side of the Yarden where Moshe Rabbeinu was. Yeah, so to steer, he have shalom at boyim Eretz Shavuot, shkvar nemar k'tzei Eretz Kanaan. He have shalom at k'tzei Eretz Kanaan, shkvar nemar boyim Eretz Shavuot. When did the month stop? When they were on that side of the Yarden, or when they crossed over already? Okay, so the Teretz is the Sheva Ba'odim based Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter and Sheva Ba'odim. And since the month was coming down on Schus, like we know from other Gemaras, so the month stopped on that day. But the month that was already in their Kleilim, they were able to eat. And she just saw Benissin till 40 days later on the 16th of Nisan. So the pshat is they ate from the land because until then they were eating the leftover month. And that explains the steer in the pasuk. Because one part of the pasuk's mashma that the month stopped already on that side of the yard, and the other pasuk's mashma continued to they crossed the yard. And the teretz is, it stopped falling even on the Eber yard. But they were still able to eat it until they crossed over and Ad Machar HaPesach.
No, that's like 39 days. What about that? Yeah. That keep it over till the next day, even when it's going to be.
Yeah, this is a and Echanami, this was a different. Over here, the rules changed.
Yeah.
Once it stopped, it was had a certain.
Also, it sounds like it was a nest. Also, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's not like they saved it; it was just there.
It was in the cave. Yeah.
Even when they took it out, it's there.
Could like the Pak Shemin.
Right.
Okay, fine. Now, Tosis. Yeah.
This is the part of that says Rabbi Yoshi Yeshiva. Does that mean 14 years after they came to Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, so
that is correct, sir. Yeah. That means there was no Isser Chodesh till then.
No Isser Chodesh until then. Which means that they were able to do the Chodesh after that 30 days, 40 days.
It's had the Chodesh, they could have eaten it even before that. But they had them on. That's right. Yeah. It means they can buy Cheerios without looking at the date that it was manufactured. But then the American products, they have to check how old is it. What? Chutz Laretz? It's a big question. I mean, the truth is, Mikra Din. Mikra Din, it applies in Chutz Laretz. Yeah, no. 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 But it does apply in Chutz Laretz. People are generally not as makpid on it. It's not clear why. Some people are makpid in Chutz Laretz.
Oh, sure.
But a lot of people, it could be.
It
could be like, yeah. I'm not so sure. It could be. I don't know if it's true anymore. But it could be that years ago, the way they manufactured products and brought them to the stores, there never was Chodesh, meaning it took them long enough that it was really Yosh.
They never had to worry about it. I
think it was like that. Now I'm not sure if that's true anymore.
No.
They probably do these things faster.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. But yeah, but generally, Chutz Laretz is considered like a big chum when someone holds a chadish, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, but in Borough Park, everyone's kemach yoshin,
it's all yoshin. Yeah, the more hamish echshedim, but a lot of the, yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, what do we have over here in our studio? What do we say so far?
It's an elam hafuch.
Reb Eliezer sheet.
More machmer
than chadish.
Yeah.
That was this whole discussion. But this discussion was on a derisa level, I guess, whether it's Moshav or not Moshav. That you're saying that's not a local mice. But on a derbanan level, yeah. And maybe we'll see more about it. Okay. So Taisa says, right? The Gemara had a Hokasha. If you hold that you're not, there's always a Chodesh till after 14 years, so what's their problem? Let them eat it right away. What are they waiting to Mokras a Pesach for? So Zok Toys of Yushami Maksha, Yushami Atskasha, Lama Loy Ochlu Matza Michodesh, Gevaldik Akasha. What's the problem? Even if there wasn't Yitzchak Chodesh, let them eat the matzah the first day of Pesach. Why do they have to eat Mochras at Pesach? Eat the matzah the first day of Pesach from Chodesh. The Yava Asay, the Be'erib Tokhlu Matzis, the Yitzchak Loysa said the Chodesh. Unbelievable. Yushami Skasha. Yeah, I guess always.
Yeah.
I guess always. Over here we have a Beferish Apostle in Yeshua that they didn't do that, so we're asking it on this. But, yeah. Yishloimai, Mitoritz, the Vishami answers, the Ein Asay, the Koidim Adibur, Doicha Loisa said the Acher Adibur. Interesting. Matzah was given before Har Sinai. The Issa Chodesh was given out of Sinai. A mitzvah that was given Koidim Adibur can't be Doicha Lois say Lachar Adibur. Why not? What does that mean? So that's what the Pnei Yeshua talks about. Let's see the Pnei Yeshua. Inami types the second Teretz. It's a little bit easier to understand. He says, Inach Inami, but it's a Gezeira. Yishloimit, the Gezeira is Kutai speech, not the Gezeira is Shani, which we've seen such types of Gezeiras in Chazal. Like with Yivama, Biya Vishoyin, Ata Biya Shniya. What? By Koyin, right, the Koyin go, Koyin Godel marrying Absula.
Yeah.
Same idea, right. So yeah, right, you might need a second desire, so since you might need it, you'll need a second desire, and then you won't have the mitzvah say anymore to be doiche. even though it could be the Zakiyim I say in the second Zayis. That's a whole discussion. The Gra is a famous sheet that
the whole Pesach
is still a mitzvah. But it could be that's still not enough to be Doich Elois. The Chiyim is only the first Zayis. That's a whole discussion. Zakiyim mitzvah not to be Doich Elois. Yeah, the fire. Well, okay, tzitzis is somewhere in between.
No, but tzitzis is only mitzvah.
No, but it's something between tzitzis. Because once you have it, then it is a chiyuv.
You can't be kind of missing the other way. Here, you can eat.
Oh, tzitzis will be learned out as the chalitza say from. What do you mean?
I understand it, but you can't be kind of it any other way, I'm saying. Because if you take this baguette, it's
you're right, okay. That's a 12-year-old, so matzah's the only way.
You can eat different matzah.
What different matzah? Nobody can eat different matzah. On the first day of Pesach, all you have is Chodesh.
How does it work? You say, we asked also if they have other flour. So can I say, I can be
no? They didn't. No, they didn't. I'm saying that's the good one. Huh?
They have no other flour.
What
other
flour? So the answer is that the answer was that they won. That's the answer, right?
So they didn't have matzah.
Not matzah?
Like the first matzah?
They made matzah out of matzah.
In the tribe, you're talking about. No,
The Gemara says they ate man. That's what Gemara says. That's the answer to the Gemara.
They ate man for one.
I mean, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says they didn't eat from the land to Machras of Pesach. Which means the first day of Pesach they didn't eat it. So, the Gemara has a kasha, why didn't they eat it? If you hold those, it's a chodesh, they can eat it anyway. The Gemara answers, they were eating man. So, whatever that means, I'm saying.
I mean, when they were in the desert.
Sounds like the man was the matzah.
When they were in the midbar 40 years, they didn't have matzah.
The man was the matzah then also.
Oh my gosh, that was very bad. Obviously, they didn't eat matzah. But.
Tasted like matzo.
Lafa, yeah.
Did they have to clean out the? Did they have to clean out the tents?
The mon. Yeah, it's a good shiloh. The mon was whatever needed. It tasted whatever it needed to be. But it's not a.
So if you thought about hummus,
it's not a shtick matzo. It's not a cheptu shel matzo. It's a good question. I don't know. But Toys is coming. Yeah, I don't know. Toys isn't dealing with that. Toys is just saying stamazoi. Toys is asking stamazoi. What's the problem over here? Just let them take the chadash, make matzah from the chadash, and you're gonna have to say doich. Yeah, that's his kasha. Make matzah from the chadash, and he says say doich lo yisaseh. So the second teretz is the gezeira. The first teretz was that the say lifnei adibur cannot be doich lo yisaseh after adibur. What's the havana of that? So Yeshua says a geshmaka thing. He says, "Lani is daik de tam mavur." I don't know. The kaven de mukta mukha b'toyro v'chol kvali asay v'loy say nemu b'sinai. Everything was said by Sinai. All the asay and all the loy says. Im kain kol heicha d'chsiva asay stam mashma. Da afila b'makom dika loyisa say afila oka yekayim me'esei to esei doicha loyisa say im loyicha de goli gro. He's saying like this: once we know there's a yisoid called asei doicha loyisa say, you have to learn that happens. He doesn't mean that we would know that automatically, but once we know there's a yisoid that asei doicha loyisa say, then that means when I read a pasuk in the Torah, the pasuk gives a mitzvah say, you know, a mitzvah say. To go and mal your son, yeah, whatever it is. So, unless the Torah tells me otherwise, I understand the context of that mitzvah say to be, even if there's a loisa say in your way. When the Torah spoke out the mitzvah say, it meant do this mitzvah say, parentheses, even if you come up against the loisa say. That's nichlal what the Torah meant to say when it gave you that mitzvah say. Why? Because when the mitzvah was spoken out, it was spoken out with the understanding that an asay is doicha lo yisaseh. So included in the definition of the mitzvah asay is to do it no matter what. Masha enkin, he says, hacha basay the berav tochel matzah shneba min mitzrayim. But by the asay berav tochel matzah, which is written in mitzrayim, lifnei adibor, Dakatalov and Nog Ifsa Chodesh Klal. There was no Ifsa Chodesh in existence when that mitzvah was spoken out. Lo Shayak Loimah to give the Stam Mashma Afilim in a Chodesh. Dakatalov Nog, Nog. Over there you can't say, well, Sinta just mentions it. Sinta Torah mentions do this mitzvah Stam without qualifying it. It must mean even if it comes up against Chodesh. No, you have no right to say that because it was spoken out at a time that there was no Chodesh. So we don't know. Well, now that the Chodesh got introduced, can I still do the mitzvah say? I don't know. That's not clear that I'm allowed to do it. Therefore, you need a special pasuk to teach you that you can. So that's what Tosis means. That you can go and...
You can use Chodesh for the mitzvah.
Right.
What's the
question? The question was why did Joseph Ryan did it? Why did Joseph Ryan did it? No, Toys' kasha is. His kasha is on there. Kasha is on the first door that came into Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, that's what he thinks. The kasha is what? Where does it come from? Where does it come from? Berif Turk that's what he's saying the mitzvah of Erev Tikkun Matzos was only said with Bnei Dibur. It was not repeated afterwards.
It says, even though
in Parshas Baloyska it says Amatzah Morem Yechlu, but we learned, if you remember, that's not the same thing. Amatzah Morem Yechlu is that there's a mitzvah matzah with the Korban Pesach, but a mitzvah matzah b'nei atzmoi, Erev Tikkun Matzos, that only existed. That was only said Livnei Adibur.
What was that?
It's interesting.
What do you say?
Yeah, that's the only question.
Couldn't hear the tape recorder.
I mean, we don't have it beforeish in the psukim that it was repeated at Har Sinai, but isn't it true that
we always say all 600?
The Gemara says. Oh no, no, maybe.
But his point is here is that
it wasn't spoken out. Before. And the mitzvah say that we have in the Torah is there. It's not like it's also later on. That's the only place that it is.
I don't think we have to give into what was appealed or not appealed. It was given originally only before us.
When it was given, it was known as a...
Right. And therefore, you can't, without a specific writer, you can't say it's built into the context of the essay, then it's Deuch Leloy's essay, right? That's when they should touch up these words in Tosis. It's Negea whether they got repeated or not, only because he also uses this. We're not going to go into it now, but he also uses this to explain why Tosfos is not a stira to a Gemara in Yevamos, because Gemara in Yevamos is mashma the opposite of this Tosfos. The Gemara in Yevamos is the Fehmed Beis. You are? Yevamos the Fehmed Beis is mashma. The Gemara in Fehmed Beis and Yevamos is mashma that an asay lipnei adibor has even more power to be doicha lo yisaseh than asay after the adibor. So, Pnei Yeshua explains that the sugi is talking about mitzvahs which were the lipnei adibor, but which were also given after adibor. Whereas here, Tois is discussing Be'er Toich L'matzot, which was only lipnei adibor. So, it is no get whether it was a Peter or not. We got be answering up this kasha from Yibamas. If you look in the Hemshech of Pnei Yeshua, you can see more about that. If I'm not here one day, go do the second half of Pnei Yeshua. He uses this Yisoy to answer up the kasha from Yibamas.
Please.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Right there. Tanya Idoch. A similar b'raisa. B'nei Yisoy Ochlu is a man Abom Shana. They ate the man for 40 years. B'nei Abom Shana Ochlu, did they really eat it for 40? Really, it was 40 years minus 30 days? Right? Why? Because we know that the first 30 days they were eating the ugois, so it seemed to Mitzrayim. Right? The matzahs they took out of Mitzrayim. They didn't eat the man yet. So the Torah says, Eloi malach ugois, it seemed Mitzrayim, tamu bim tamon. Hi, what's a tamu man? Yeah,
they had their own taste. Wow, look, this is like mine.
It's the biggest with Vash, yeah. Very good.
You know it's tambon.
Right.
Tambon tastes like what you wanted to. Right. That's, what they were used, that's what they were used to eating.
Yeah.
So were they over on chametz and they thought of it in chametz?
Huh? They thought it to be chametz.
But they had all the mitzvahs? Yeah. In the midrash they had all the mitzvahs? They had all the mitzvahs ready?
Okay, they got the Torah in the midrash.
What?
That's right.
No, in the midrash.
Okay, weiter. Tani, doch, b'shavah, ba'adam is Moshe. On the 7th, and now we're going into this because we mentioned that the month stopped in Shiva Bader. Moshe Ben was Nifter, so now we have the bright set from which is brought down in Mesechus Megillah. This has to do with why Haman was happy that it landed on Adar, because he knew Moshe Ben died. He didn't really, but he didn't know he was also born. Tanya Yidok, Beshva Bader, Beis Moshe. Beshiva Bader, Noilat. He was also born on Shiva Bader. Minayin, Jewish Shabbat Ba'adam Beis had no his nifter and Shabbat Ba'adam Shnemar v'yom Hashem v'yishav et Hashem Uchseh v'yuv k'b'nei Yisrael v'smoy Shabbat Avriz Moyav v'shloy Shem Yoyim. It says he died and Avriz Moyav and they cried 30 days. Uchseh v'yachay Moy Shemoy Shabbat Hashem Uchseh Moy Shabbat Avdi Meis v'ata kum avar. There's a lot of ksibs here. Yeah, we're going to have to add these things together, okay. They came out of the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan. Okay, period. So let's make a judgment. Yeah. So the same man shloishim v'shloishim yomim l'mafreya. So subtract 33 days from the 10th day of Nisan. On the Madrash of Shabbat Ba'adam Beis Moshe, we see he died on the 7th of Adar. Meaning, since it says they cried for him 30 days, and then after that it says, prepare for a 3-day journey. Right, and then on the 3rd day they crossed the Yarden. And it says they came out on the 10th. So that means it took from the 10th of Nisan backwards. And the day Moshe died was 33 days. So we see it was Zayin Adar. Okay. Menayim Shabbat Shabbat the Noilat. Shabbat Adar Noilat. Moshe had no he was born on that day. Shnemar v'yom aleihem ben mei v'yom shonah rechi hayoim. Lo'uchal oy l'tzeis v'lavoy. And there's nothing more for me to do. Not to go out, not to come in. I've reached my ultimate potential. The Pasuk did not say ayoyim. Why? What's the extra word ayoyim? Lamed, and Boru Yoshib, and Malish, and the same Shotadikim, Yoim, the Yoim, Mikhoidish, the Khoidesh. Shnema, as Mispa Yamecha Amalei. Period. You guys get up to the next Mishnah? Where is that? A Nemo Midays? Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Shalosh mitzvot tzav yisov b'chnisas la'aretz. Klal Yisrael got three mitzvot when they came in there to serve, and the hagos bin ba'aretz mechutz la'aretz. And these mitzvot apply both in Eretz Yisrael and mechutz la'aretz. Shalosh mitzvot, what are they? Chadash, Arel, and Kilayim, Rashi says. The noyeg bin ba'aretz mechutz la'aretz. Chadash arla v'kilayim. So that's like the shita that chadash goes together with arla v'kilayim. Yeah. B'liyazo shita. Yeah. Correct. B'liyazo shita. Who had in Sheyinagu? Rashi, who had in Sheyinagu, a Chodesh Mefurish boy, a Chodesh that says explicitly Moishav, Mixover, he holds, Kamakam Shatam Yoshim, Mashma, but Ardli Kalayim, and Ardli Kalayim, he learns out from a Kabbal Choymer. What, that's what he means. Who had in Sheyinagu means, I'm going to prove him a Kabbal Choymer. And Arlevi Kalayim, right? Chodesh, we have a pasuk that says Moishav, and he's of the opinion that that means everywhere, even in Chul. And Arlevi Kalayim, I'm going to prove it from a Kabbal Choymer. What's a Kabbal Choymer? Uma Chodesh, and Isur Isur Oylam. It's not an Isur that's forever, because once a certain time passes, it becomes Yoshin. Vein Isur Isur No, and there's no Isur No. The Yesh Hetul Isuroi. Yeah. Any Surah Sarla means that after the 16th passes, it's going to be mutter. And Yesh Hetul Isur means even on the 16th, you can make a mutter in the middle of this man by bringing the carbon diamond. I think we learned in Rosh Hashanah, is it, that there's two ways to make the Chodesh into Yashin. Either it's the carbon oimer, the emtza hayoim of the 16th, or it's the entire 16th passes and you get to the morning of the 17th. And the Gemara there says that's. Yeah, that was one of the gezeiros they made, the mission of Rosh Hashanah. One of the gezeiros they made was Yom Anof Kuloi Osir. The day of the Omer, the entire day is Osir, because they're afraid in the Binyan Shlishi. What? No, I'm sorry, that's the part. Midaraisa. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's funny. No, but the rice, it's mutter in the morning of the 16th if there's no carbon oimer. But they ask it that whole day in case they'll be in Shlishi, and the people think it's mutter in the morning, it's really not mutter till the carbon oimer. But Rashi says, Kol Shisha, somebody isn't the Chsevat Etzim. As far as I remember, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, that's in Zer Derbana, that the Yoyim HaShishi is awesome. Oh? Yeah?
No.
Just check in the back for 1 second. Rosie? All right, very good. You're right, it's different shita. It's good, very good. Yeah, Tosaf says. Shani Surya Sailam, Tosaf says that Rashi's going with a different shita than this then over there in Rosh Hashanah. He's going like a Yehuda that the entire 16th is Asr when there's no carbon oimer. The other man that holds is Asr from the morning of the 16th on a deraisa level. The Gezer in Rosh Hashanah was one of the Gezeris of Yechon Menzakai was Yom Anap Kulu Asr that they're born on the Asr the 16th because Memeira maybe the third base on Mikdash and Mevela, though people make a mistake. Right, very good. Okay? Fine, so Chodesh is not Isser Oilam, it's not Isser Noah, and Yesh Hatil Yisurami is in the middle of the 16th that can bring a carbon and make it mutter. And yeah, and it's Noah, Yimim, Vartman, Lutz, Lawrence. So, Kilayim, Shisurin Isser Oilam, Yisurin Isser Noah, Vein Hatil Yisurin, Eino Dijinogim, and Vartman, Lutz, Lawrence. Right, so we have a Kavachoin there. Well, Din La'ala B'Shtayim, and I have the same Kavachoin by Oila, at least on two counts. Maybe not at all three counts, because Oila is not Isser Oilam. But the other two counts, that it's an Isra Noah, and there's no heter the surah, meaning Kol's man, it's also, there's nothing I could do to make it mutter. In that, it does have the same qualities as Kilayim, two out of three. So Mela, the Kavachayim applies to Orla as well. Givaldik, fine. That's one Shita. That's a Shimon Shita. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, his son, argues on his father. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, I met no. Call mitzvah from Savi, so call them to the source of the Oretz. If they got the mitzvah before they came into the Oretz, which Rashi says is another way of saying koy basago. It's not totally in the Oretz. No, he has then it's no even more from Chutz Laaretz. The Ad, the source of the Oretz, hey, no, no, he has.
Everything was given, you know, right.
That's what I think it sounds like you're saying, yeah. Okay, fine. Chutz, with exception of Min, Hashmatas Sofim. So Rashi says, the Gemara's going to ask later, well, what do you mean? That's also a famous ago. Why is that an exception? Hashmatas Sofim. That's got nothing to do with the land. I mean, it's halacha and shmita, but it's a perfect zaguf. So the Gemara is going to ask later what's this doing over here. Okay. But that's what he says. It's good to be Hashmatas Ksopim. Mishluach Abadim. And suddenly Abadim out. It means in Yovel or it means. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Sha'af Abishin Sabuolehem Achim. So it's in the Oretz, even though they weren't. Wasn't commanded in them until after Knoss Sotsana, which wasn't a gay until then. Still, no egg has been bought in the Chutz. That was the Reb Shimon. So, Mara asks, what is Ashmat Ksopim, Chavis Agopu? Why are you saying Chutz with Chavis Ksopim? That's the Chavis Agopu. No Nitzuka, look at the Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Zedvar Shmito, Shmoit. The Shtay Shmito is a Gosm Medaber. Akash Mito Kaka, and Akash Mito Ksopim. So that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon put that into the category of things which are not a chavis aguf. That's why he put it. That's why he said chutz min hashmatas ksofim. That even though it's not a chavis aguf, you still do the chutz laaretz because really it is tied to the karka. The aim of a mokum shatam shamet karka and mishabet ksofim. If a mokum shenat mishabet karka and mishabet ksofim. Why did you say once they're making the two connected? Maybe it should be that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, just like the Sham the Kaka is only in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the Sham the Ksav is only in Eretz Yisrael. Tamil Loimar, Kikar Shmita Lashem, Mikom Bokoim. He has an extra reboy to include it. Period.
Oh,
So what we need to Right, so go a little bit back there. Shiluach Abadim Chayvus Aguf. He's sending out the Abadim's also Chayvus Aguf. Why is that also on the list here of exceptions to the rule? It's not exceptions to the rule. It's a Chayvus Aguf. Why shouldn't it be no gay in Chutz La'aretz? Same kasha we asked by Shmita's Ksofin. It's because I mean, I don't consider Krasim Dror Ba'aretz. Ba'aretz in. Chutz La'aretz Lo'it. I'm like, Yoidal Hi Mikom Ba'akoyim. Right, it's mashma only. The Aretz have to send them out. Yoidal Hi comes to be Marbe. You have to send the Abadim out even in Chutz La'aretz. Him came out of the ba'aretz. Why does it say taka ba'aretz? His man should join the ba'aretz like Mugatulat. Ain't join the ba'aretz. Then in the Mugatulat, it's all totally what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. But it definitely applies even to Chutzlaretz. And so we'll stop here. So the truth is, that the next.
I've waited for years. Didn't go until that was true. Now we're going to do it.
The next part is connected. In the next part, Rashi pointed out at the bottom of Ben Aleph that according to Chazal, Reb Shimon, he's arguing Reb Shimon v'Yechayim. And holds that there is no Issa Chadish in Chutz La'aretz, so we have to explain where did our linky line come from. Because according to Shem B'Yachai, he learned it out from a couple of Choymev and Chadish. So according to his son, the Lord of Reb Shimon, seems to be arguing here, how does he know our linky line? No one argues in our Mishnah our linky line. So that's the next Mishnah that the Gemara brings down, where we learned our linky line from, if you don't hold the Kavach Choymev from Shem B'Yachai. And that's the Hemshech of the Gemara. So that we'll have to see on Sunday, hopefully.